hell in thicken. In cold hell in thicken how abstract as high mind as my blood as love is how strong as strut or wing as polytope as things are constellated how struck how cold can a man stay can men confront it thus. All things are made bitter words even are made to taste like paper. Wars get tossed up like ledge soldiers used to be in a child's attic lined up to be knocked down as I am by firings from a spit-hardened fort fronted as we are here from where we must go. God, that man as his axe must, as there is always a thing he can do, he can raise himself, he raises on a reed, he raises his, or if it is me, what he has to say. What has he to say? In hell it is not easy to know the traceries, the markings, the canals, the pits, the mountings by which space declares herself arched as she is the sister, awkward stars drawn for tits to pleasure him, the brother who lies in stasis under her at ease as any monarch or a happy man. How shall he who is not happy, who has been so made unclear, who is no longer privileged to be at ease, who in this brush stands, reluctant, imageless, unpleasured, caught in a sort of hell, how shall he convert this underbrush, how turn this unbidden place, how trace an arch again, the necessary goddess? The branches made against the sky are not of use, are already done, like snowflakes do not, cannot service him who has to raise. Who puts this on, this damning of his flesh? He can, but how far, how sufficiently far can he raise the thickets of this wilderness? How can he change, his question is, these black and silver knivings, these awkwardnesses? How can he make these blood points into panels, into sides for a king's, for his own, for a wagon, for a sleigh, for the beak of the running sides of a vessel fit for moving? How can he make out, he asks, of this low eye view, size, an arching's traced and picked enough to hold, to stay as she does, as he, the brother, when here where the mud is, he is frozen, not daring, where the grass grows to move his feet from fear, he'll trespass on his own dissolving bones here, where there is altogether too much remembrance. The question, the fear he raises up himself against. Against the same, each act is profit under the eyes, each fix the town of the earth over is managed is. Who am I? Who am I but by a fix and another? A particle and a congery of particles carefully picked one by another. As in this thicket each smallest branch, plant, fern, root, roots lie on the surface as nerves are laid open, must now the bitterness of the taste of her be isolated, observed, picked over, measured, raised, as though a word, an accuracy were a pincer. This is the abstract, this is the cold doing, this is the almost impossible. So shall you blame those who give it up, those who say it isn't worth the struggle? Prayer or a death of going over, shot by your own forces to a greener place? Neither any longer usable. By fixes only, not even anymore by shaman, can the traceries be brought up. Yeah, so obscure, but how? not exterior, is not to be got out of, is the coat of your own self, the beast emblazoned on you. And who can turn this total thing, invert, and let the ragged sleeves be seen by any bitch or common character? Who can endure it where it is, where the beasts are met, where yourself is, your beloved is, where she who is separate from you is not separate, is not goddess, is as your core is, the making of one hell, where she moves off, where she is no longer arch. This is why he of whom we speak does not move, why he stands so awkward where he is, why his feet are held like some ragged cranes off the nearest next ground, even from the beauty of the rotting fern. His eye knows as he looks down, as in utmost pain, if cold can be so called, he looks around this battlefield, this rotted place where men did die, where boys and immigrants have fallen, where nature, the years that she's took over, does not matter, where that men kill, do kill, that woman kills, is part two of this question. Men did die, where then it is simply the difference, that a man and women are now their own worth, and thus their own hell in paradise. That they are in hell or in happiness is not something to be rushed, to be shaped, to be calm, to use for others. Does none of the least lesson is this unhappy man's obscurities, his confrontations. He shall step, he will shape, he is already also moving on into the soil, onto his own bones. He will cross. There is always a field for the strong. There is always an alternative. He shall stand. But a field which is not a choice, is as dangerous as a prayer, and as deaf as any misleading lady. He will cross, and is bound to enter, as she is, a later wilderness. Yet, what he does here, what raises up, he must, the stakes thus touch. This at least is a certainty. This is a law. It's not one of the questions. This is what was shunned of that. What was it called? Delay. He will do what he now does, as she will do, can do, without wavering, without, as even the branches, even in this dark place, the twigs, how even the brow of what was once to him a beautiful face, as even the snowflakes waver in the light's eye without waiting, as even forever waver in the gutters, in the wind of loss, even as he will forever waver.